Questions 1 to 4.
You will hear a student talking to a housing officer about living with a homestay family.
Yes, what can I do for you?
My friend is in homestay, and she really enjoys it, so I'd like to join a family as well.
Okay, so let me get some details. What's your name?
My name is Keiko Yuchini.
And you're female. And your nationality?
I'm Japanese.
And you're how old?
I'm 28 years old.
Now, you live at one of the colleges. Which one?
Willow College, room 21C.
And how long are you planning on staying with Homestay?
About 4 months.
And what course are you enrolled in?
Well, I've enrolled for 20 weeks in the Advanced English Studies.
Okay. Do you have any preference for a family with children or without children?
I like young children. But I'd like to be with older people.
All right. Now, what about you? Are you a vegetarian or do you have any special food requirements?
No, I am not a vegetarian, but I don't eat a lot of meat. I really like seafood.
Are you familiar with the public transport system?
No.
What about the trains?
I like catching the train. They are much faster.
Now, let me go check on the computer and see who I've got. I'll check my records and I'll give you details this afternoon.
Thank you for helping me.
It's a pleasure. Bye.
Question 5 to 8.
You will hear an interview with a representative of a wildlife park called Paradise Wildlife Park.
Okay, now I understand that the park is involved in one or two projects at the moment.
That's right. Since 1994, we've been working with various partners to raise money and help coordinate something called Project Life Lion.
So you're obviously concerned about environmental issues.
Yes, the park continuously monitors its environmental impact. To do that, we have our own independently written environmental management system.
One thing that I see you run is something called Adopt an Animal. Tell me about that.
Yes, adopting an animal is a great way to mark a special occasion for yourself or for a friend or loved one.
Now, talking of tickets, people can get season tickets for the park, can't they?
That's right. Our season tickets are very popular and extremely good value for money.
But are you open all year?
Yes, we're open 365 days a year.
Now, people can also take part in what you call experience days, can't they?
Yes, the experience days are great to give to someone who is 12 or over as a gift.
Finally, if I wanted to work in the park, what chance would I have?
Pretty good right now.
I might apply. Thanks for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
Questions 9 through 12.
You'll hear an interview with Sophie Morrison, a translator.
Sophie, you're a native English speaker, and you've been working as a translator for some time now.
I'm currently doing a lot of legal text. The details of court cases can be interesting, and the language quite challenging.
And what kind of language gives you the most problems? The kind of expressions used in technology, perhaps, or science?
Actually, I don't have much trouble with those. What's still quite tricky, though, is when someone mentions a person or an event, perhaps in their country's history.
So, do you normally deal with big private firms or with state institutions like local government?
Well, I was once contacted by an insurance company and I did a job for them, but nearly always it's a case of an agency asking if I'd be willing to do a particular text.
That must speed things up a lot.
Yes, but it can still be a very long working day. I don't mind which part of the day I'm working, though. That's one of the advantages of working from home.
How do you see the long-term future of translating? Will it continue to be a good area to work in?
Oh, I think so. Professional standards are higher than they've ever been, and the increasingly wide range of languages used internationally means that the demand for high-quality translation will keep growing for many years to come.